Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It's the Rad Reality Show.
Hello.
Wait, hey, you're not supposed to talk yet. Wait till it's your turn.
When you start doing that, I can't help it. It just comes out like when someone dances. You just start going.
Oh, let's kick it off with some music then. Let's play this one.
Okay.
Corey Leanne from Graciously Vain and Rock of Love 2, and you're listening to my best friend, Ron Rad, on the Rad Reality Show.
That was kind of hot!
Okay, yeah, it was hot. It was. Yeah.
That was so... Let me tell you, I keep muting and I'm muting it. That was so fucking hot. Let me tell you, you did good.
Hey, you know what?
Well, usually when you play it, you can't hear it. And I'm like, God damn it, I want to hear myself. So,
you know what?
Proud.
You know what?
What?
You know what?
What? Twat.
We have back for popular demand Corey Leanne on the phone lines. And the room is filling up. And I want to say, tonight we're going to take a little break from Big Brother. We will finish off the show tonight with Big Brother talk. If you guys in the chat room want to talk Big Brother, feel free to. But we're going to take a little break and do something different for a little bit. Let's bring up Ben. Ben from the Boomer Room, who supposedly got a shout-out on Big Brother yesterday.
Okay.
Until I hear it, I won't believe it.
Me neither.
What are you talking about?
Come on.
I want to bring Paul up real quick. Hey, Paul, were you watching the feed
last
night?
Oh, hi, Corey.
Hi.
Hey, were you watching the feed last night?
I was watching them, but I am so happy to hear Corey back on again.
I want to know, did you hear the boom boom room? Who cares about Corey? did you hear the boom room on the feed?
No, I did not, but that doesn't mean it wasn't said. If he can prove it by giving the camera and time, we can always check flashback.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where somebody either just was hallucinating or something, or she's going to have to prove it to us because supposedly she said Christina mentioned the boom boom room. Wait, BB Boston says she saw it.
Well, let's figure this out. Let's get down to business, be Nancy Drew, and get it done.
Oh, we will, Corey. We will. Paul will take that case.
Instant gratification.
Come on.
that's Paul's case. But hey, you know what? You know what? Tonight we have another person joining us tonight, too. And if you like hot chicks, we're going to have two hotties on the phone line. I don't know if I can even be here.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be so hot. When I get more than one girl on the phone line, I start to, lose it a little bit over here because, I mean,
turn the AC
come on.
On.
My AC's at full blast. I mean, I have, hot chicks calling in all the time, so I keep
the
room hot.
You're supposed to play a Nelly song. It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
The roof.
You know, I'm actually trying to find a drop, but I cannot find it. The second I hate myself, I really do. I hate that I make drops, and I need to learn to label them better because I thought I labeled it. This way, but hey, you know what? We have this caller that keeps on calling in. Let's pick it up real quick while I figure out this drop.
What area code is it?
It's 417.
Okay, who's on 417?
That's our
hello,
young
417.
And turned on
Cameron.
Echo.
Turned on your roll. You.
Yeah.
Or hang up.
Okay.
Or hang up.
Was that Cameron's? Erica, Paul?
Yeah, or what? His other friends, Tanner, and there's a third one, I forget.
Yeah, I couldn't remember it myself, and I thought maybe that was. Anyways, oh. Ben, tell us who's going to join us, because I cannot find her drop.
You cannot find her drop. Try Carissa.
No, just tell us who's going to be calling in.
Carissa Rosario. Will be calling in from the show for the show. She's calling in from LA, and she is a Maxim cover girl, and she has also been in some movies, and is currently in the studio, much like you, Corey.
I know. I heard. I'm excited to talk to this girl. And hey, does she swing both ways?
You know, I've never got around to asking her that. I'll let you.
You might have known. Because she's a hottie, seriously.
She's hot. And she's from my hometown, you know. She spent some time growing up in the town I grew up in. So.
Yeah.
She did, Corey, she did when she was on last time, your name was brought up, and she said, oh yes, I remember her on that show.
You know why she remembers you? Because you can't spell her shit. And
You know what, Ron? It's gonna be a fight up in here because I can spell. All right, I've already told you this story 24 times. You know.
You know what? You know I haven't talked to you on the air in such a long time that it's
I know.
Like, you know, I have to like be mean to you.
No, you're supposed to. Because that's how it is. We're supposed to be mean to each other. You don't remember?
That's what BFF does, right? That's what BFF does, right?
I'm
still trying to find this freaking drop. I think it's because I'm running by it too fast, and I just cannot see it there.
Sort by name. You're getting too old.
Sort by name.
No, I do. Yeah. I normally do it, and I'm looking for. I see this here. Here, let's play this one real quick. Just because. Oh, I know what
it is. He's getting senile.
I didn't put that one on. I know what it is. I know what it is.
What?
I said, Ron is so stupid. It's called the round table. Because it's the round table drop. See, right here it is.
Hey, guys. It's cover girl Carissa Rosario, and I'm with Ron Rad, Cowboy and Friends, and you're listening to One Hot Round Table.
That's why.
She has a sexy voice. Oh my God! I need to talk to her every single night before I go to bed. She's sexy.
Oh my gosh, this is gonna get crazy.
It is.
I'm sorry, this is gonna be a crazy
I'm
show.
Excited.
And if you guys are listening and you think we're gonna talk to Big Brother tonight, sorry guys, we're taking a little break on Big Brother. We will talk it maybe around 11 o'clock. Unless I get a call, and if I get a call by one person, I will interrupt this whole talk if one person calls me and everything. But, hey, if you are calling to talk to us, push 1, 2, especially if you're that one person.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I didn't tell her that. I hope she knows that.
Oh, no, I have her. And we're going to bring her up by doing a clip, and then we'll have this. I do have this clip ready. The last time she was on the show.
Hey, guys. I'm so happy that you guys have me back on again tonight. I just want to say hi to everybody, and I appreciate you guys having me on again. And, Cowboy, congratulations on second runner-up and Big Boy. I mean, in
thank you,
Big Brother. Yeah. And I just want to let you guys know that.
My
big boy.
Oh,
gosh. Your new name's Big Boy instead of Cowboy. How about that?
Big Boy. Woo.
You graduated.
Maybe it's something else, but okay.
I'm just kidding.
And now, live from California, we have our guests calling in. You're live.
Hey, guys.
What's good, girl?
Can you hear me?
Hear you now.
Wait.
Awesome.
Did you say something? Wait. Are you,
I can't
you
hear anything.
Something?
Can you? No, I can't really hear anything. Can you? No, I can't.
No,
really
Corey, do you hear her?
No.
I can't hear her.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
What?
Hello?
Carissa's in the house.
Hottie, are you there?
Wait. Did you say Candace is in the house?
I said Carissa.
I know. I'm just joking.
Where's my network?
Hey, Carissa.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm so happy to be back on the show.
Hells yeah.
Carissa, this
you know
is
what?
Corey.
Hey, Corey.
Hi. You are one hot yacht, and I am so serious. I saw your pictures, and I almost fainted.
Aw, you're so sweet. I followed you on Rock of Love. I was like, Corey needs to win.
Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Okay, the rest of us need to hang up then, I guess. Go ahead, girls.
Yeah, well, when I talked to Corey tonight, I pretty much said, Corey, just take the show and run with it.
You guys need to give her her own show.
She has her own show.
She does have one.
She is the show. She has her own show. And actually Corey had a show and it's called Three Crazy Crackers, but she never has time to do her show. And her co-host never has time, feel neglected at times. And then she has a show on my show, but she never shows up. This is the first time in like 2 months that she didn't be able to call in, right, Corey?
But you know what, Rod? That's a good thing. It means she's busy, she's working, she's hustling, she's got things going on, so you got to give her props for that.
I am. I'm just playing with her. Corey, you know I love you.
Corey was in last night. She was in the chat room anyways.
Yeah, I was hanging out in the chat room, and I called at the very last second, and Ron was being a little baby, wanting to get off the phone. Only 45 minutes, that's only all the time.
Aww.
Because I was saving you for tonight.
Of course.
No, whatever. Whatever.
Okay,
whatever.
Guys. This show is going to be crazy. I can already tell. This is going to be a crazy show. And do we have any questions for you? That's my question. Ben, I know you have questions.
I do have questions.
Okay.
Wow. What was that?
What?
That was me farting. Sorry.
Like a Hemi.
Yeah.
All I gotta ask is it nice and quiet? Like, do I have any echoes coming in? Because I know last time I was on the show, you guys heard little sounds here and there. So.
But you sound perfect.
Okay,
no,
great.
You sound
perfect.
Good time.
Did you lock yourself in the closet?
Just growled though.
I am. I'm locked in the closet.
Awesome.
Wait, you're in the closet. Can you help me describe? Can you describe your closet?
I'm gonna send a picture via Twitter in a minute when I get off. So you guys tune into my Twitter, Miss Carissa R. Follow me.
I'm locked in the bathroom.
All of us
in the bathroom.
Did a show with your sister in the closet?
No. I think she is locked in the closet right now recording. And but I really wish I was in the closet over there, not Wendy's, but. Yeah, this bathroom isn't really that great. I'd rather be in her closet. So
there we go. She's in my closet. We're gonna do the show together. So
exactly. Yes, we're in closet together.
That would be awesome.
What? What's going on? God, Jesus.
hey guys, would you like to take a call?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, let's see. I don't know what the heck we will get. 510, you're on the Rad Reality Show. Turn on your volume.
Hello?
510.
Hey.
Call. I'll pick you up in a...
Hello?
Hello?
Turn off your speakers.
Turn off your computer.
Okay. Is this Corey?
Oh my god, it's pretty. Everybody,
hi.
This is one of my dearest friends. She's actually a singer and a model, so she does the same stuff, and so, yeah, she's the best girl. I love her.
I love you, too. What are you doing?
Nothing, just talking, just chatting. Do you know who's on the line? We have somebody online.
Are you having fun?
Yeah, of course. We got a guest online. Talk to her.
Hi, guest.
Talk to her.
Who's the guest?
Hello, is anybody there?
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Where's my network? Hello.
Hello.
It's funny. Okay.
All right, another round for everyone on me.
Right, exactly.
Woo! Where's my shot? Okay.
Oh, goodness. Hey, I got a question.
Yes.
I got a question. Carissa.
Yes, sir.
Can you confirm or deny being in an Outcast video?
Oh, I can confirm that.
No kidding.
I am not a video girl. Let me just let everybody know. I've done two videos in my life, and I played the lead in both of them. One of them is Outkast, Morris Brown. It was for the soundtrack to Idlewild.
Yep.
I have to give big props to Big Boy. Andre 3000 wasn't in the video, but Big Boy, so much respect. He showed me so much love. They did a behind the scenes on BET with me, and they let me talk for a good, 5 minutes about everything that's going on in my life, up and coming, and it was my first video I did. So, everyone, if you had a chance to see the video, I only have, a 20 or less seconds in it, but they really gave me a lot of, respect, so I really enjoyed doing it. And then
that's awesome.
The one
they're
holding the big pink poodle in the video?
Oh, that's me with the pink poodle and the yellow dress.
That's what I thought. I had to double
that.
Hey, guess who's back? Back in town. Okay, I'm back.
We didn't even know you were gone. We didn't even know you were gone.
He does that. Every now and then he drops off for a bit and then he comes back. You know, I don't know what he does when he's gone, but...
He goes and makes lunch and then or dinner or whatever, and then he comes back.
Oh,
and he's like,
that's cool.
That's great now.
That's cool. Well, that's
you know what? I have control over here. I can hang you all up if I wanted to.
Now, where would be the fun in that?
So, hey, can I ask a question? I have one question. Did the girls like 510 ever get to talk, and did they say anything interesting?
What?
Who?
What are you talking about?
Did the caller ever talk?
She did. Is she there still?
Yeah, she said two words.
She's one of my girls. She's in my camp, and she does backup vocals for me, and she's a model and stuff. So she called in and say hey. I was trying to get her to talk to her, but she's acting all shy. I don't know if she was still on the phone or whatever. But yeah.
No, she's off. She dropped.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Let's take another caller.
They got to call in then. 347.
I'll hang up and call in.
557-5506.
No, Corey, you stay on the phone.
Yeah, I'll call.
No, hey, listen to me, guys. If you want to talk, you got to push the one button. I'm not going to pick nobody if less the hand's next to the thing.
Press the one.
Push the one. So don't
push the one.
I have a question. When you were in that video with Outkast, right? You did with Outkast.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Was anybody else, from the Dungeon family there? Like, anybody?
Travis Travis Barker came through and he did his little cameo in the video. Who else? Sleepy Brown, which is part of the Outkast crew. And who else came by the studio? We filmed over at CBS Studios. So,
Cool.
Yeah. It was pretty much
my ass. The reason I ask is because I'm with the Dungeon family. That's my camp, and that's why I was asking if anybody else is there. Like, because, you know, I haven't actually met Outkast, but, you know, I'll meet them sometime.
Have you heard of Rock?
We need to link up, Corey. I want to hear your music. You know, Ben and Rad have been telling me about it, and I'm like, dying to hear
it. You
want
to hear music? Wait, let's take a call.
Yeah.
Hey, here's my idea. Let's take a call real quick because we got a call for you, okay? And then we'll play a song for you, and we'll play it in a second, okay?
That's nice.
405, you're up on the Rad Reality Show, and you're with two hotties tonight, Paul and Ben. I mean,
That's funny.
That is pretty cool.
Hello?
Okay, 405, you're going to talk?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, my God. What? Hello. Take your name and where you live.
This is Tanner, and I'm from Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma!
Hey, Tanner, last time no talk.
Where's Oklahoma?
This is one of my VH1 friends, I think. You follow VH1 shows especially, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you follow lots of reality, but... So you got a question for these two?
Not really. Yeah. I was just calling because you were complaining that no one called.
Oh, good. Well, here's your question.
I'm not complaining.
If you're going to call in, say something.
Yeah. Make up something. You know what? Just make up something. Doesn't matter.
I got something for you. Well, since you called in, how about you do me a favor? Go to Maxim.com while you're sitting there on the phone. Click on Hometown Hotties 2010. Click on your girl, Carissa Hollywood. I'm number 4, top row. White bikini, you can't miss me, and click vote. Do it every day until Saturday so I can make it to the top 10 and be your next town hometown hottie. And listen in to Corey's music because she's going to blow up, and that's all I have to say to you.
Wow, that was a mouthful.
That's what they said last night, too.
I don't even know what to say back to that.
No, I'm just playing.
Hey,
but if you could go on Max.com and vote, I appreciate it.
Get all your friends to vote, too, because she's going to be number one by the end of the week.
Okay, I just voted.
She's number one in my book already.
Well, yeah,
oh, wait, number two.
Too.
Sorry, Corey.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
no,
look.
We're both number one.
Yeah,
okay, that works.
Tie him up.
Hey, let's do this. Tanner, you can stay on the phone. I'm going to let you stay on the phone line for a second, okay? And I'm going to play a song. And this is a song that, you know, I haven't played in a long time.
I know. I miss it.
Corey, you want to introduce it? Corey.
Yo, Corey!
Sounds like she just went out the door. Did you hear the door slam?
I think Corey is embarrassed of this song.
I ain't embarrassed. I'm sick of it. It's been a single for 3 years. Get rid of it. It's done.
No, it's a hot song. You can't. You know, when you're a music star, you have to play that.
Play? Okay, cool. Play it. Smooth operating.
Damn,
do it.
Right, baby. Hey, yo, why don't you let me give one of y'all bitches out the house at the same time?
Oh, okay, so let me tell you.
I know I'm pretty, so why you even try? The boys all like us because we make them wonder why. The boys, they want us, so they can't help but to try. Keep pumping games to me, oops, I'm way too fly. It really turns me on to have you in a zone. You want me for your own, it really turns me on. My game is feeling tight, I got you feeling right. I run this game all night, my game is feeling tight.
I'm on air. But I'm on. You're gonna call me back.
That's right.
You see us cross the room, your tongue dragging the floor. We see you wanting us, we leave you wanting more. Team 43, we leave the boys without a score. Time's up, kick rocks, adios, peace out, we out the door. It really turns me on to have you in a zone. You want me for your own, it really turns me on. My game is feeling tight, I got you feeling right. I want this game all night. My game is feeling tight. I'm a operator. I'm a smooth operator. I'm a smooth operator. I'm a smooth operator. I'm a smooth operator.
Okay, yeah. That was Coruscant. I had to mute Corey because she was talking to somebody, I think.
No, that was not me. No. That was not me.
Who was it then? Who was the one on there? So I don't know. Anyways, welcome back,
that
guys.
Was Gracious Lee Bane with Smooth Operator. Yes. There you go.
I thought that was you, Corey. It must have been because... during the song? I didn't mute for once. What?
I didn't get a call. Somebody can't call you back.
Yeah. So I'm calling them out. Who's the one that did it?
What'd you think, Carissa?
She there?
Hello?
She's gone. Do, do, do.
Okay.
Is she
gone? Hey, Corey, why don't you update us about your stuff right now? She's still here on the phone line, but I guess she's...
She's probably making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich like you do. I feel it right now because I'm about hungry.
Somebody got it.
Okay, well, I mean, like, I'm doing a bunch of stuff. What do you want me to talk about? I mean, like, I don't even know where. Like,
when's your album coming out?
My album? Well, my album actually won't be coming out for a while because the way that we're approaching the whole system is getting a great single first, because what we're going to do is get a bidding war going between labels. We don't want to just approach a label and be like, hey, and then they start making the, okay, well, this is what you're going to do, this is how much you're going to get. We want to be able to tell them, hey, no, this is what I'm going to get.
Yeah,
you know?
The hot single. Actually, I already got one hot single, so you're looking for another one then.
Well, yeah, well, that's like 3 years old, and that's actually not everybody in our group now. That was just me and my sister. So, like, there we have a new girl. So, I mean, we actually are doing starting totally over. And that's not even the correct sound that we really want. I mean, it was good, catchy, mainstream, but it's not where we're going. And, I mean, we're with the Dungeon Family. That's our camp now. We've been with Rico Wade. We've known him since we were, like, 16, and we worked with him all the way back then. And then, like, I think, you know, we just met up with different people, started working with different people, and then, like, finally we just got to the point where we're like, no, we need to go back to the man that knows exactly what he's doing, the man of fucking music, and we're just like, Rico, we're coming back, and so he's like, come on, I'm ready.
Hi.
So we're now his main project, and he's pushing, so we have to get everything out fast. So
right.
it's really exhausting. Like, I'm in the studio 3 to 4, possibly 5 days a week, and not sleeping for like probably 3 days to 4 days.
Wow.
It's crazy. Like, it's really hard, but I love it so much. I love it so much. I love the process, and I love it in the end too.
It's
definitely fun. Yeah, and I'm working with a lot of neat people. I mean, there's so many people that are with the Dungeon Family and Organized Noise that everybody's
so talented, and any person that comes in and out of that house is a somebody, and they have so much to offer, and I can just sit down right with any of them, and I'm just like, I'm learning so much more than I ever have learned just anywhere with any producer, you know, and I know a lot now, and I'm just very excited, yeah. Like,
awesome,
very, very excited, so, I mean, like, I'm really doing that, we're actually, Rico actually is doing, he got, put up with a reality show, so he's starting a reality show, which we will be on, and hopefully from there, Grishly Vane will get their own reality show eventually. I mean, Jesus Christ, we need it now, but whatever. We'll be,
now, is this the same reality show you were talking about a few months ago?
No,
this is a different one.
Another one. I already wrapped that one up, and I still don't know actually when it's going to be out, but I'll definitely let everybody know. But, yeah, this is actually a new one. It's supposed to be featuring the Dungeon family, like, so Outkast and Goody Mob and CeeLo and us and, you know, everybody that's with them. And just, you know, it's going to be really, really great. I'm really, really excited. So I can't wait for that. Yeah.
What a small world it is, you know. I mean, both you girls were involved with the Outkast group there, you know.
Yeah. It's a small world. It really is. It really is. Like, you know, I haven't met Outkast yet, but I mean, not like, those are, well, actually, they were never there when I was ever working there, but that was kind of weird. But, but Sleepy Brown is actually one of my dear friends. I love him to death. Like, right. So that was cool that she knows him too.
Nice.
So.
Now, is your sister still doing the band stuff?
Yeah, of course. It's
cool.
Me, my sister, and actually, since we talked last, we booted that member. Again.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Now, you posted a picture the other night. It was you and your sister and one other girl.
Yeah, her name is Genevieve.
That's the new member.
Yeah, that's the new member. Her name is Genevieve Loving.
Nice. Yeah, I put a like on that picture because it's
hot. She's hot, right? And, like, and doesn't it make the group just look so much better? Like, that's what we've been missing, that look. I'm so glad we found it.
Right, yep. Yep, definitely.
So is our other buddy still back on the air with us yet? I guess not. Ben, what happened to her?
I don't know. Is this show?
Oh, Carissa's on? Right here. I just let Corey do her thing. She needs to tell you everything that's going on with her. So I just sat back, let her talk.
Oh, it's all about you. We just thought you.
No, it's all about you.
Well, okay, if it's all about me, then I want you.
Oh, there you go.
Now, Carissa,
so come on, Ben, can I get some questions?
Bluff. I'm calling Bluff. I think you muted your phone and we're on the other line because we heard your background.
Actually, I heard everything she said. I heard everything she said about her music, the camp she's running with, about her getting the new member in the group to make the group look hot. It was a missing puzzle to the piece of the puzzle. I heard everything.
So what did you think about the song? What did you think about the song?
I just told you. I said the song is hot. I've never heard it before. It was hot.
What was the song title?
Honestly, I don't know. It was very low. You guys didn't put the volume very high. Or maybe
wait. It wasn't that low.
Listen, it was low over in California, so.
I'm still calling Bluff.
I wouldn't lie. I listen to the song. It's hot. It's got that kind of like a, not Gwen Stefani feel, but it's got that like rhyming thing to it. Not rapping, but like rhyming. It's hot. I like it a lot.
It's a very catchy song.
Catchy,
it's
yes.
Smooth operator. Smooth operator.
Anyone listening needs to sign you to a deal because your voice is off the hook.
Oh, thank you. That was like 3 years ago. Like, my voice is 10 times better.
She was talking about mine.
Yeah. No, I wasn't. I was talking about
mine. But I already got a producer.
Yeah, you do.
I
is that right?
I'm making a record.
Yeah,
he's
right.
It's going to be, and my producer is on the phone line with us, actually.
Yeah.
Corey.
So you're
going to
sing it, Ron?
I'm making this record. It's called Ron Sings the Remakes. Or something. What was it? I can't remember what we called it. Our first single is our first single is by Mariah Carey. You know, it's on Assess.
We've
read
yeah,
on it and everything.
Me, except it's Why
wow.
You Stalking Me. Why
You Stalking Me. Those are some high notes.
Yeah.
We got it taken care of.
We got auto-tune and all that stuff. You don't have to worry about that. We're good.
Was Al going to be on the? Is Al going to be on any of the tracks, Ron?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe we'll get Al involved in it.
Nice.
Cool. He can do tingling with me.
That's so funny. Guys, crazy. So, if you're not going to ask me questions, I'm just going to talk and tell you everything that's going on with me.
No, we got a question to ask you. You ready for questions? I mean, now that you're back with us.
I've been with you the whole time. Listen, it's called respect. You got two people on the line, and I gave Corey her time to talk about everything that's going on. And now if you want to ask me questions, I'm here. So shoot away.
Ben, shoot away. I know Ben had questions, so I was going to let Ben.
Me?
Ben.
Yes. Okay. Here's a question for you.
Yes.
We're in a movie called
Yes.
Ride Slow.
Ride Sweet, Die Slow. Yes. Yes.
Ride Sweet, Die
yes.
Slow.
And
screwed up. What was it like working with Tiny Zeus Lister, who is Debo from Friday? Remember Debo, the
yes.
guy on the bike? He beats up all the
yes.
people on Friday. What was it like mm-hmm. working with him? Did you talk with him? Did you hang out with him? Did you guys party?
You know what? Not only did I work with him on that movie, I worked with Raphael Sadiq, one of the original members from Tony Tone. So that in itself was an amazing, I think we shot for like 6 weeks, but I grew up a huge fan of Tony Tone. And then to actually, you know, work with Raphael Sadiq was incredible. And then also with Tiny Lister, a.k.a. Zeus, what he's known for from the Friday movies, that was also incredible. Both of them, their personalities are so sweet. Zeus, or Tiny, as people know him, he is like the nicest, soft-spoken guy like you could ever imagine.
Yeah, I've heard that.
It was honestly, especially for me, my first movie I've ever done, you know, moving out to Hollywood. It was such a blessing to be in a movie where, you know, two people who are well-known and kind of, both of them kind of took me under their wing in two different ways. You know, Raphael, you know, he was kind of like a mentor in the sense of he knew I wanted to do music, and he kind of, you know, said to me, you know, in this entertainment world, in this music game, you know, there's going to be so many different things, you know, as far as getting your name out there, you got to start up small and work your way up. And with doing movies and commercials and, you know, whatever you want to do in life, you just got to keep working at it. And, you know, one way or the other, you get your name out there. And then with Tiny, who, you know, his whole career, well, before he was doing wrestling, but then, you know, with the entertainment stuff, he said, you know, I came in as a wrestler to get my name out there, and ultimately my dream, my passion was doing movies, and look where I am today. So, you know, for both of them, they were great mentors, you know, through the acting world and doing the movies with them, and yeah, it was great.
Now, when you were working with Tiny, were you aware that he was in a similar type of movie? I should probably tell everyone that your movie was a Western. It was, you know, a band of girls that was on kind of a revenge mission, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a revenge mission.
Now, Lister, Tiny, was in a movie called
Ride or Die.
Posse.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, no, he was in 1993. He was in a movie called Posse. It had Pam Grier. It had Isaac Hayes. Alvin, Mario Van Peebles, and a bunch of other people. So you guys didn't talk about that at all, huh?
No, we didn't at all. That's good to know.
I know.
That must have been one of his like first movies he did.
Oh yeah, I think it was. It was 1993. So.
Wow.
But he's on the cover, just like you. You know.
And you know what? My first movie I did, I got the cover of too. So.
I know. That's what I'm saying. He's on the cover of Posse, where you're right in the center of the cover of Ride or Die.
Ride or Die.
The movie comes up twice in the Internet Movie Database. It's Ride or Die or Ride Sweet. I mean,
Die Slow.
Yes. So
I know it's got two names. It's kind of weird. I don't know why they did that. They did, you know, Ride or Die, and then they did Ride Sweet, Die Slow. I don't know.
because of the release, I think overseas it was Ride, Sweet, Die, Slow, and in America it was Ride or Die.
Right, right.
That's the way. Oh, and that reminds me, you have to go to the, do you know what the International Movie Database is? It's IMDb.com.
IMDb, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I need to update it.
You got to go put a picture, huh? Because there's no picture.
I know. I'm never on IMDb.
I'll get with you on that. We'll get that straight away.
Yeah. We got to get that straight now. I'm so, like, focused right now on with this music career that, you know, I'm really trying to launch in this upcoming fall. And
Tell me more about your music. Tell me.
Yeah.
Is that what you want to do with your life? Is that what your main goal is?
Yeah.
That is
ultimately what I want to do. I've been working, you know, the past year and a half in the studio recording. First, 6 months I spent trying to figure out, you know, what kind of sound I wanted to go with, what kind of, image I wanted to portray as far as music. Did I want to go more in the R&B world or the pop world? And, the last 6 months I've really just been really grinding hard, and I found my niche in pop, dance music, and I've got some amazing songs that I've recorded, and right now there's one song that I just worked on. It's called Carry Me Out. I'm absolutely in love with the song. I really feel like this is the song that I'm going to release as my first single, and, you know, it's God's will, it will all happen, and I got it over to some mixers and some people putting effects on it, and hopefully you guys will be hearing it soon.
Hopefully.
That's great. That's so great. So you're doing, like, pop? Is that your thing?
Pop, yeah. Pop. Oh. Like, very Euro meets new sound type of feel. Like, I don't compare myself to anybody, but
yeah,
I really like Kesha, like, her whole kind of fun, rhymey sound. But then I love Lady Gaga, her beats.
Yeah,
very,
of course.
You know, Euro. So, that's what I'm doing
right now. Definitely have to appeal to the other sides of the, you know, Over there. You have to.
Yes.
You have to.
Now, let me get this clear. You have signed a contract with a... Have you got yourself a recording contract?
Yeah.
Or are you just working on getting one?
Are you talking to me or Corey?
Do you have,
I know everything about Corey. I'm talking to you.
Or do you have a label deal, or what?
Yeah, I am in the midst of working with some people that were over at Capitol Records, and they're no longer there, so it's kind of an independent thing. It's kind of hard now with the labels and stuff because everyone's folding because record sales aren't selling, and everyone's kind of going independently. So I haven't officially signed to anything, but my word is my bond, and these people have really taken me under their wing and have, you know, the last 6 months really just helped boost my my music career. So,
nice.
Oh, awesome.
Awesome. And all this stuff I'm doing with Max and, like, the Maxim Hometown Hotties, which I've been getting so much support on, and I want to thank everyone that has supported me and listening in, is kind of a stepping stone for me for the music that in my music career, which I'm hoping to launch in the fall. And then also I'm a spokesmodel for an amazing swimwear line. If you guys haven't heard of it, it's called Aqua Couture. Swimwear, A-C-Q-U-A, Couture, swimwear, it's aquacouture.com. Sabrina Jane, she's the designer of all the swimwear, and it's something for everybody. So that's been also a huge launch towards my music career. I've been doing a lot of fashion shows, between California and Vegas, and I actually have a show August 19th. I'm at the Artesian Hotel, which if anybody's in Vegas, let me know, and I'll hook them up with tickets. And, you know, August 19th at the Artesian Hotel. And with Hot in Fortnite. Huh? Sorry, what?
I said I'm going to be there in September.
Oh, you are? Well, listen, you know that the Hot in Fortnite's car show is in Vegas in September. So whenever you're out there, you need to let me know, because if it's the same dates that I'm out there with the tour, I want to definitely hook you up with tickets.
Are you doing anything down near Ron in Georgia at all anytime soon?
We're going to be in Atlanta this weekend.
When?
Really?
This
Atlanta
weekend.
Atlanta is like an hour from Ron's house.
Ron, are you going to be there too, Corey?
I live in Atlanta. Well, I live in Athens, and, like, I'm recording in Atlanta. So I want to work with you, like, definitely.
Okay,
like,
so, yes. So are you going to be there this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to the studio.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we need to, like, exchange info, and we need to hook up this weekend. I'll be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it would be awesome to link up with you.
I'm so excited.
Perfect. Yay. And Ron Rad, you are so coming to one of the shows because you're set up VIP.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Wow.
Okay.
Corey, send me gas money now, please.
What?
I said Corey's going to have to send me gas money.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, how far are you from Atlanta?
I'll send you a bus.
I'm a sugar mama.
There you go. You can bring all your friends.
I'm just kidding. And one more thing, I just want to talk about the Hot Import Nights really quick to everyone. I'm on tour right now with Hot Import Nights. If you don't know, it's one of the biggest car shows that travel all over the U.S. I signed on as one of their models. We have three models on the tour out of 7,000, which is amazing. Yay! And another one of my girlfriends, Pam Rodriguez, is on the tour too, and she has a swimmer line. It's called Pure Rodri. I used one of her swimsuits in the bikini contest we did on Saturday, and she's been getting so much love and so much, you know, just great, great feedback about her swimwear. So if you don't know about it, check it out. It's PamRodriguez.com, and her swimwear line is called Pure Rodri. And we'll be in Atlanta this weekend. And on the 12th of August, we'll be in Miami. And if you guys want to check out the tour, go to HotImportNights.com, and hopefully we'll be in a city by you guys. So come check us out.
Make
and
sure you
great
listen
show.
To
it. I've seen it. An old friend of mine. He used to be an HIN girl. And now she is about to be a playmate.
Yes, Sophie.
Sophie.
So you're going to be up to Minnesota all next to the woods?
In Minnesota?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope, the closest to Minnesota we're going is Chicago.
Chicago. Close enough. Are we going to be in Chicago?
I don't know. You have to go on hotimportnights.com website and check the schedule. I'm not sure. I know it's sometime, I think it's September 25th weekend. I'm not mistaken.
So, Corey, are we going to go meet her this weekend?
Yes.
What, Atlanta?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to the dungeon, so I want to record. I want to work with her. So, y'all should come in there. You come in there.
Yes, yes, yes. Come to the dungeon. We're going to record.
We're going to record.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. And then maybe the next show you check us both out on, we might have something together.
We might have a collabo. Yay.
That would be wicked.
Yeah.
Cool. That would be wicked.
Amazing.
Cool.
Yeah, definitely.
What's your Twitter, Corey? Are you on Twitter?
Yeah.
You can find her on Facebook. You can find her on Facebook. Just go to my page on Facebook and look underneath wife.
I'll send it to
wife. or how about I just ask her what her Twitter is and I just click follow as soon as I get off the phone.
Because it's Corey tweet or something like that. Wait.
No, it's Core Tweet. K-O-R.
K-O-R-T-W-E-E-T.
But you can find her on Facebook. She uses Facebook more.
All you gotta do is put in Corey Leanne in Google, and there you go. Bam, that's my site.
Yeah, Google.
All right.
I'm gonna
add you tonight.
Cool.
But you can add her on Facebook. If you want to get her on Facebook, the fastest way is to go to my profile. So I got to meet my wife.
Oh, you are so funny. I can't wait to see you in Atlanta. This is going to be great.
Are you guys still married? Are you guys still married?
She's my Facebook wife.
Oh, okay. So there you go. Yeah, just go to Ron's page and click on his wife. That's Corey.
Done.
Corey, we need to make a new Twitter name. Poop Party.
Yes.
Freaky Mom is talking about. There's this thing about poop.
Hmm?
You guys love
poop party. Poop. Who likes poop? I like poop. Do you like poop?
Well.
Except if you don't want to touch.
So,
hello.
Ron. Yeah, we're here. Yeah, I'm here.
I'm trying to figure out
where to go next in this great conversation now that we brought poop up.
What's funny is the whole point I brought it up is because it throw you off the wall and you get embarrassed. You're like, what do I do? I thought it'd be funny.
My biggest question, and Corey, I'd like to address this about, you know, with your career. I mean, you went on Rock of Love, too, and you were... Did that at all, you know, influence your career to get more, you know, stuff, or were you already in your career? And what I'm trying to get at is, would it be something to maybe get on a reality show to help a model's career, or?
Yeah, most definitely. Like, actually, the new way of getting in to the industry, period, is reality shows, which sucks.
Right.
And it really, really sucks. But it's true. It really is true. Or you take the hard road. You take the really hard road. I mean, it's if you get on a reality show, bam, you're in, and then you can pretty much just roll into whatever you want to roll into. Sometimes it doesn't work like that, but, you know, as a big launching pad. But, I mean, me personally, where I stood and who I was already going before the show. So, like, it helped me out maybe a little bit, but not much. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, I mean, I was just wondering, I mean, is that something you would ever think about doing?
Krista?
What?
Krista? Would you think about doing a reality show to help you, springboard your career more?
You know, I mean, hey, listen, reality shows are taking over. You know, they're great launching, great marketing for anybody who's trying to break into the industry or anybody who has something going on to promote whatever they're doing. So if the right reality show came my way, absolutely, I would definitely jump on board.
Here you go. Here's one right here. GBTV. That's my reality show, and it's coming out. So,
well, anything attached to you, Corey, I'm attached to. So let's go.
Awesome.
You know,
forever, guys.
Have you looked at Reality Wanted? This is a good place to plug that over real quick. Reality Wanted. There's a lot of stuff that's on there. And Corey, I know you one that love that site.
Yeah, it's like there's a lot of sites out there, like Will Model Plays and Model Mayhem and all that crap. And you may find, I don't know, an okay stalker to work with, but you're not really going to find anybody. But if you go to Reality Wanted, the people that actually run that site were in the industry. They're actually on, a reality show. So they're it's totally legit. They have all the connections. They have the top, auditions at that are out. So, it's the best site to sign up for.
Yeah.
If you want to get something, you're going to get something there.
Reality
oh, amazing.
Yeah.
New listeners.
I was told I was supposed to bring up Freaky Mama, aka Christina, on the show because she's the one that actually came up with the poop party Twitter name. So yeah.
What?
Freaky Mama, the poop party. Twitter name.
Freaky Mom, but we'll go with that.
No, it's Freaky Mama for me.
Freaky Mama.
I like Freaky Mama better. She's
okay,
going to
so
change her name.
Okay, you can't read and I can't spell. It's all right.
Cool. I can read. I can't spell either, though.
Hey, guys.
Can spell.
I hate to do this, but I really have to run right now. It was such an honor and such a blessing to you.
No, it's okay.
Finally, Corey. And Ron, Rad, and Ben, thank you so much for having me on the show. And, Corey,
wait,
I'm just going to hit you up via Facebook. Yes.
You got to plug your now. Where do we go to vote?
Okay, let me just plug all this stuff in before I hang up for all y'all listeners. Okay, once again, I am a top 100 semifinalist in Maxim's Hometown Hotties Competition 2010. Out of 10,000, I'm down to 100. I need to make it to the top 10. The top 10 gets announced on Saturday. So please, everyone, go to maxim.com. Click on Hometown Hotties. You'll see me, Carissa/Hollywood, white bikini, number 4, top row. You can vote every day from your phone, from your computer, from your friends' computers, whatever. Just vote. Please, please, please let me make it to the top 10. Actually, let me make it to number 1. And also, you can follow me on Twitter at Miss Carissa R, or you can hit me up on Facebook at Carissa Rosario. And, again, I'll be in Vegas September 19th. At the Artesian Hotel, doing a fashion show for Aqua Couture Swimwear, aquacouture.com, and there's a C in there in between the A and the Q. Sabrina Jane is the designer, and she is absolutely amazing. So if you get a chance, go to that site. And I will be in Atlanta this weekend representing Hot and Fortnite. Check it out, Corey and Ron Rad.
So anything you guys want to know about the tour, just go on hotimportnights.com, check it out, and hopefully I'll be back on again soon.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
So thank you guys again so much, and it was so nice to talk to all of you. And Corey, I'm going to hit you up on Facebook, and we can exchange info.
Okay, yeah, do it as soon as possible.
I will. As soon as I hang up the phone, I'm going to go into Ron Rad's live. All right, guys, I'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Krista.
Okay, Krista. Okay, she hung up, and now we're going to turn to...
I'm going to get in her pants before it's over with. Watch.
Corey, whose pants don't you want to get into? We had Hell's Kitchen people on before. And you wanted to get into their pants, but you know what? You know, for having a mom on the show with us once in a while now, and to have Corey on the show with us, you know, I wonder what kind of conversation we can have about poop. You know, I know this is, guys. This is the Rad Reality Show. So I
tell you something about poop. Let me tell you something about poop. Everybody poops. Everybody takes different kinds of poops too, and it's very normal. It's a very normal movement. Like everybody has bowel movements. So I mean, it's not something to be ashamed about. So why not talk about it? It's not
Christina, what do you think about that?
Oh gosh, I was just hoping to entertain more people on the show. I've been people are waiting for me to talk about poop. No,
yes.
I'm kidding. You missed the poop talk the other night when Ellen and I were talking about blueberry poop.
Oh no, I missed it. No,
that was a bomb. I have to say.
I have two choices here. We can talk Big Brother, in which they seem like they're a bunch of poop this year. Or we can talk poop
that
might be more entertaining.
We can talk Big Brother as long as we talk about something.
You know what? You know the funny part about Big Brother, though? You know, I do want to bring this up before we go on to anything. I was looking up the numbers. You know, for the cast being not the most entertaining number, you know, their numbers are really good. Sunday show was number one in the ratings, had the most viewers. Thursday show, on their time slot with Wipeout, they lost to Wipeout, but
what?
It was like only by like a few points, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Most definitely, the Big Brother.
That's the
sorry, my kids are talking to me about
hello,
poop,
baby.
Sorry.
Hi, little baby. Hi.
I was going to say, was that Marcus or was that...
My daughter. She was playing a game on my iPod, and she goes, "Look, the doggy did green poop." So you know, back to the poop talk.
There goes poop. If you look in the chat room, everybody is talking about poop. Bumper sticker that says "People poop" must be true. I mean, hello, everybody loves poop. Obviously,
we have a book that said "Everybody Poops" and "The Gas We Pass." We have those books. My kids love it.
You know
great.
What? You know, speaking of bumper stickers. And this is a good segue. Thank you, Corey. People have asked me, you know, do I have a T-shirt made? You know, you guys can get your Rad Reality shirt T-shirt.
Oh, God,
at my
eBay store.
Not my eBay store. You got to go to Zingles or whatever. And if you can check, you can find it on theradrealityshow.com or you can find it at, I think you can find it on my Blog Talk page, too. Anyways, I mean...
That would
wanna,
have been a good point
have
for
a
me to wear at Comic-Con, Mr. Ron.
Macy's
hat. Yeah, I mean, but anyways, you know, get yourself, maybe I'll make a poop shirt, you know,
a
brown one that says The Red Reality Show, We
idea.
Make You Poop.
You know, there's a
right
shirt at the zoo that said Pooper Scooper.
I need a really good one. Let's think of guys, in the chat room, you all need to pull out some of your ideas so that we can steal them and make a shirt, please.
Yeah.
There is a website for poop. Yes, there is. There is a stuffed animal poop and a one of a pea. It's a droplet that looks like a pea and a little Hershey kiss looking dude that's called poo. Just look for pea and poo on the website.
Well, I think John. I think Paul's over there. Paul, you with us?
I think he died.
I'm a little worried. He was
poor Paul.
What?
I was a little worried about Paul. He has
no,
bones in the area.
I'm here. Oh, I've been listening, but I've been doing some searching, and I did find one live update site that said about sometime after 7:15 yesterday, Kristen was getting ready in the bathroom, and Kathy says, what are you getting ready for? And she said, I'm going out to the boom boom room. So it was said. It was said, but I haven't found the exact time or video.
That's awesome, though.
Mm-hmm. Chris, oh, I'm going to give a shout-out to Corey. Oh, sorry, not Corey. You're on the phone. to Cherry in the room.
yeah, actually, I wanted to give a shout-out to Cherry. I saw her come in.
Yeah.
Cherry, we've missed you. We haven't seen you lately. And your shirt is in the mail coming soon. I haven't forgotten you.
He did. He forgot.
No, I haven't. I'm just
I'm being a brat. I told you. And I was giving permission.
But then I wanted to give another shout out. Oh, wait. I want to shoot him, not shout out. I want to
shoot
him. It's Big John. I'm glad you're not in the room, or you are in the room, but I wish
little
you weren't
DJ.
In the room. So,
Why?
Because I don't like Big John. Don't you know
what?
That? Big, me
no,
and Big John hate each other. Me and Big John
when,
hate each other.
When?
Oh, since the beginning of time, right, Paul?
So, is this like a big feud? Is this like...
Yeah, Big John and me hate each other.
Wow. Is it going to have to lead
really?
To a bloodbath?
No. We just like to pick on each other.
You said blood. Oh.
No, wait. You know what? I feel like this is the most random show. You can just tell this is the most random show. I've never had a more random show than tonight's show. I feel like we are on an episode of Seinfeld. I mean, we are talking random stuff. This has been so random. And I am so sorry if this is the first time you guys
Ronnie
ever
Poop,
listened
Ronnie
to the show.
Ronnie
but
Poop.
I am totally
oh my God.
Random tonight. Right? And I feel like this is the most random. And now I'm writing. And
hey, Ron. Hey, Ron.
Yes. Paul.
Ron.
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you think this might be the most random show you've ever done?
I don't know.
I think it's the most random show I've ever done. Because, I'm sorry, you guys. I just feel bad. I mean, I feel so random.
No. Everybody, if, like Grant said, this is kind of a potpourri, if you know what I mean.
If you feel
don't
bad,
worry.
I still feel bad because if they don't like it, they can leave. You know?
No, we're so used to talking Big Brother. We've talked Big Brother almost ever since the beginning of Big Brother starting, and tonight we were really a random. It's the random reality show, and I feel bad.
And there was only one thing to talk about Big Brother tonight, and that was just my shout out, you know?
Yeah, that's true. As far as I could see today, it was one of the most boring days of one of the most boring seasons. You know, we could talk about some of the crap that was mentioned last night, but...
Wait, like poop?
Poop?
Yeah.
Poop.
is it like runny poop, or is it like kind of clumpy?
Poop.
What kind of crap?
What kind?
They were... Especially Matt. Matt was just all over calling last season's cast one of the most ignorant, idiotic cast ever. Matt said that, you know, they had a clique called the Brains. He said they must have had to cast the rest of the people to be real idiots for those people to be brains, because he doesn't think Shima, Ronnie... He did. Somebody did say Michelle maybe was a brain, but he's just one of the nasty. Don't get me going.
No, it's
wait,
not,
wait. I
want to
bring Patrick up. We need to bring Patrick up because last night.
Oh my God, is he here?
I couldn't get Patrick to get up last night.
Wait, can I?
So
jump
that
in?
Sounded bad too. Patrick,
can other people talk first? I'm just saying.
Okay.
Yeah, go, Corey.
No, I'm just saying.
I was jumping in, but, you know, I'm frequently ignored because I'm the mouse in the corner.
No, I know. That's exactly why I said that. Go ahead. Start talking.
Oh, now I forgot. No. Okay, people are saying it stinks a little. No, the show doesn't stink a little. You can't say that, people. And then I wanted to thank the people who asked where I was. They asked which voice I was, and I kept saying I wasn't on the line. So thank you for asking who I was. I'm right here.
But you know what's so funny about it? Which show stinks? Big Brother or my show?
No, they said they said the poop show, it sticks with you, but it might stink a little. I'm like, oh, no, the show doesn't stink.
Okay.
Maybe just
I was
today.
Say, Big Brother doesn't really smell bad this year. It's not been the greatest. I mean, I don't think it's like, it's
don't ever talk down about your show. If you don't think that it's great, then no one else will.
I'm talking Big Brother, not mine. My show's great.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
okay, good.
Rod Ranch.
Oh, yeah,
was
great.
So, hey, Patrick, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't been listening to the show. I, like, just logged on because I realized, oh, my gosh, it's Tuesday. But, Paul, who
so
are you talking
to? Patrick.
Oh, am I?
Patrick.
Hey, you want to update? Wait, let's update Patrick real quick. Paul, one second. Let's update Patrick. This is what the show's been about. Corey, you want to update him?
Yeah, it's been about poop, like something that comes out your butt.
I knew you could do that.
And that's been
what else, Freaky Mama? You have another update?
Well, what this show is about? It was about Carissa and her what she was doing. That's what it's been about.
So
you didn't miss anything, Big
much.
Brother. You didn't miss anything, Big Brother.
So now,
okay.
Paul, who were you talking about? And Patrick?
Matt. They were talking about Matt Patrick.
Okay, I don't like Matt either.
Matt will
okay.
talk about everybody in the house again.
Pencil and paper. It started in the HOH room. It started at 10:34 Big Brother time last night. And it was about a 20-minute talk about past seasons. Actually, Reagan was talking. It was in the bed, and Matt was sitting in a chair. Reagan actually was kind of spot on with a lot of his history for once. And they went through a number of seasons, and then they started, near the end, started talking about last season, and Matt just trashed left and right what a stupid cast it was. And,
Wait, what's his problem?
Huh?
Well, I would say it's a cast.
You're hearing my children, I'm sorry.
Oh,
no,
I thought somebody was asking.
Why is he saying it's a stupid cast?
Because he's got this superiority complex, and he thinks he's, you know, the best thing on earth, and I think he just tries to look down on anybody else. Later on, at 11:02, down in the bathroom downstairs, he started talking about it again, and just irritated the hell out of me. In fact, one time. They actually cut the feeds with the bubbles. They came back for like 10 seconds, and Matt says, "Well, if they're not going to let me talk crap about Natalie, I might just have to walk out of this house." And then they cut him again.
But he's playing the game. He's the one going to stay around because he knows what he's doing right now.
I don't know about that.
You know what, guys? And I know Matt's kind of been harsh on the past house guests and everything, but he really is playing the game the best.
No, he's not. I
don't agree at all. Patrick came on the show to talk and wanted to find out what I was speaking about. Now, what did you have to say, Patrick?
Okay, I'm actually really mad at Ron.
Uh-oh.
Ron, you like go with the flow. You were the only person with me that liked Rachel, and just because everyone
Rachel.
Isn't liking, yeah. But last night I heard you say I'm jumping off the Rachel bandwagon. I'm starting to hate her. You used the word
because
hate, and that
she,
is.
You know why? Wait. Let me tell you why. Because she bashed Michelle. How can you bash other house guests in the past?
Are you kidding me? Hold on. You are defending Matt right now when.
No, wait. I never said I defended Matt either, Patrick. I said
I don't
have a problem with Matt and, you know, his gameplay. I'm not saying he's right about doing what he's saying. I'm saying that Matt is is okay what he's doing because it's gameplay, but he's not my favorite. I hate him. Even Reagan has said bad stuff about people in the House. Yes, and Brittany, so don't jump on me, Patrick, because I said I'm jumping off. I'm just saying, Rachel is not my favorite no more. I like Kristen a little better.
Didn't you say something about sticking with a sunshine or something or other?
What? Gif. What did they say about Shima?
Okay, I'm going to mute some of you guys.
Hold on. What did Reagan say about Shima? We got to clear this up now because I heard something last week and it pissed me off to the point of writing Reagan right off. And up to then, he hadn't bothered me. But
all right, I have
deserved it. And that's all that I heard.
Ben, I'm still kind of on that task of trying to find out where this came from and where it started. I have not heard it.
Me either.
But I
Sheila
will.
Sheila Shima did.
Huh?
But Sheila Kennedy did.
Right.
Sheila Kennedy heard it. So.
Yeah, Sheila heard it, and then Sheila was on a radio show or some type of show with Joker's updates and said, what Reagan said made me sick. And then everyone was asking, what'd he say? And she goes, it made me so sick, I don't want to repeat it. Then Shima, later that night or the next day, I'm not 100% sure in relation to when Sheila said it, but Shima said, thank you for sticking up for me about what Reagan said about my traumatic experience. So just by saying traumatic experience, we infer that Reagan was commenting about her rape. And what other people have been saying, I haven't heard it either directly from Reagan, but just what other people are saying, it sounded like he said that she deserved it. Now, the question is, did he say it asking? Did someone ever say that Shima deserved it, or did he say it himself, like, God, I hate her, she deserved it?
My question is, was he referring to her, her traumatic experience, or her getting kicked off the show?
Her traumatic experience.
And that is the question, and I don't know the answer to that yet.
We need to get to the bottom of that, because that's bad stuff right there. That's
right.
That's bad stuff. Let's go.
He gets banned from the Boom Boom Room if it is.
The thing that we don't know is whether he was relating what he heard somebody say about her, or whether it was his opinion, or whether he was addressing her rape traumatic experience or her traumatic experience in the Big Brother house before she got booted. That's kind of where I'm at right now, because I haven't really heard it specifically, and I know some of these people that did are kind of in the frame of mind they want to move on because they're so upset about it. So,
how far back can you go with flashback?
Yeah, wait, Ben. Let's other people talk. And Christina, yeah, speak.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we going to talk about this again? Because we talked about it last night. I don't really care about this. I'm sorry to be rude, but I don't really care about what they said about Shima. That happened yesterday. Just go watch it.
It might have been awful, but move on.
And I do want to say I've heard Sheila says she don't even watch the feeds. And I've been listening to it too. I watch the feeds as much as I can, but I don't know what they said and everything. But yeah, I kind of agree with Ricky Mama. I think the whole Shima thing was. I love Shima. And Tori and me love Shima. I mean, we love Shima. And
I do.
Yep.
Move on, people. Old news, Big John.
I like that. Yes, move on.
I like it. Move on.
But Patrick, just to defend myself. I mean, I did not mean that in the sense of, like, I hate Rachel. I just said I don't like her in the way she's said stuff in the house, and she's starting to not be my favorite.
Get on your nerves.
I'm fine with that. Just hold everyone to those same standards.
The confusion is it could be misconstrued as being hypocritical if you look only at saying, I don't like what Rachel said about Michelle Costa, so I don't like her anymore. In the same breath, we said how Matt is being very hateful towards last season, and then you came back and said you liked his gameplay. And I think what Ron is trying to clarify is he does not like Matt speaking like that, but he still thinks that maybe he's playing a good Big Brother game if you strip away.
Exactly.
I agree with you, Paul Wilson.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, and plus he's from Chicago, so he has to be a good guy. Sorry,
oh,
I mean, I always go for the Chicago boy. So,
oh,
I mean.
That dumbass.
Hey, maybe you can answer this, Ron. In Jeff's trip, and he tries to get people to, you know, give him, you know, places to stay and everything. Do they take, like, donations from PayPal or anything, do you know?
No, I believe he will only be, he can only handle cash.
Right.
He can't handle cash at all.
Yeah.
I think he cannot handle no money at all.
Oh, okay.
You can pay him to do something. I mean, you can.
No, he cannot have no money. You can give him food.
Oh, in other words,
he can
work
tickets.
Last night for a restaurant, and the restaurant will say, okay, you helped in the back room, now we'll feed you.
Oh.
Right. Yes.
So that's why he didn't answer me when I asked him to come and cut brush at my house. Huh.
Yeah, but why would he want to come and cut brush at your house, Ben?
Because I was
going to
give him 30 bucks. I was going to give him 30
but still,
bucks. Still,
who would want to give you 30 bucks when he was getting lobster given to him?
Well, I would have given him some, like a hamburger.
So these people that send him train tickets, they contact.
They don't send him train tickets. They have to go to him and get the train ticket himself.
Right.
Okay. So they contact the train company or whatever, and
no, he usually gets driven to the person, you know, like let's say somebody's going to pick him up, and then he will get picked up and go.
He said thanks for the train tickets to DC from somebody, and I didn't know how they go about doing that.
Huh.
Oh. Okay.
Well, we'll have him on the show to find out.
We have another caller.
Pick it up.
Caller.
Okay, 316. You're on the Rad Reality Show.
Hi, Ron.
Kansas.
How you doing?
Kansas.
Doing great.
Ron, I like your frame of mind lately, I gotta say.
Oh, my God.
Can I say something in defense of Reagan?
Yes.
I truly do not believe that he meant it that way. Anybody that listens to Reagan, I think if he actually said something like that, he wouldn't have been thinking clear. I can't see him saying that and meaning. I really see him saying that because she threw the mic into the water. He's a very sensitive guy. And
The other thing I mentioned, Kansas, is I really believe that regardless of how we feel about the other house guests in this cast, that they would have been all over a statement if that's what he said. They
absolutely,
would,
Paul.
And they probably would have been talking about it for days about, I can't believe that Reagan
said... He would say something like that, yeah.
That Shima, deserves something like that. So that's why... You know, you just got to hold back a little, people, when you hear some of these things and do a little digging and use a little common sense. And
it makes no sense. So.
No, I think truthfully, I think that if he heard people thinking that he actually said that, I think it'd make him cry. I really do. He's very sensitive and he wouldn't say something hateful like that. I love Reagan.
He seems to be too happy to say something like that. So that's why it confuses
he's
the hell
not,
out of
he's not cruel like that.
I'm going to interrupt if this is Freaky Mom.
Yes. Yeah.
I think, you know, everybody wanted to choose a favorite player.
Yep.
Okay. I did not choose one, if you all notice. I just said who I liked and who I didn't like. I didn't say, oh, I love this person. I knew Rachel was going to go down the path. She's gone. I knew that.
See,
Reagan
no way.
Is my... Reagan
I like your
is my,
go ahead.
Reagan is my top favorite right now.
Yeah. He's one of my
I like
top
the guy.
Too.
I like the guy. Matt is just screwing himself in the
oh,
foot.
Oh, he's horrible.
I still don't like Brittany.
Me neither.
Oh.
Well, I'm trying to get into Brittany a little bit.
She's funny, though. I'll give her props for being funny.
I like her and her foil crown. That kind of rock.
That was cute. That was funny. Corey, you need one of those.
Kristen.
What?
Kristen is kind of cool. So, you know,
she's
I'm just
awesome.
Kind of, I'm laying back and watching After Dark, although they put me to sleep at night because, boring.
I thought I put you to sleep.
But that's true. Aww. You put me to sleep at night. That's true.
Isn't that sweet?
It is sweet.
I have beef with After Dark because this is the first season where I can't watch it live anymore. I tape it. I can't watch Brendan and Rachel make me sick. I have to fast forward over. Anytime the two of them are together, I fast forward. I always love watching it live. I want one
of
them gone so badly.
I'm losing weight because of them. I just go and barf every time I see them. It works wonders.
I hear your girlfriend.
Patrick, can I say one thing?
Do you know who Rachel's really looking like, you guys? I'm sorry. I'm not saying this to be mean. I'm just really being honest. I see witchy poo from HR Puff and Stuff when I look at her anymore. I swear to God, you guys. That's who she reminds me of.
Poor Sweetie needs a dye job.
Oh, my gosh.
She looks like witchy poo.
No.
If I knew that was a comment, but I have no clue. Sorry.
You never saw
like Mr.
HR Puff and Stuff.
Mr. No
Pants.
I know who you're talking about. I actually like that show.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I figured you probably would, Ron.
Oh, my gosh. She does not look like Witchy Poo. I just Googled it.
Yes, she does, Patrick. Oh, my God. Yes,
Google a video. Google a video of Witchy Poo and then try it again.
She looks like her.
She does
and
laugh like her a little bit.
Did they take enough shots of her exercising in them short shorts? How nasty.
Well,
Rachel, I do love
the night
when
she was wearing that dress and talking about what she would wear to church. Come on, you guys. That was rather funny.
There was a lot of disbelief in that conversation.
Wait, Christina started to say something. Now I wanted to clarify something too about this. And I've kind of got to a point where this year's cast, you know, last year, yeah, we all know that Natalie, you know, I was not a Natalie fan. Sorry, Patrick. I just did not see nothing, you know, good in her at all. I mean, and that's how I was with her. And I had her on the show because I wanted to give her a chance. And then I still feel like when she was on the show, she kind of, you know, no one say anything. I'm just saying my piece right here for a second.
Sure.
But, you know, this cast group this year, I don't have that person that I'm not really not liking. I mean, there's not that one person that I just, you know, I totally want to just, like, throw into a corner and say, but I see little peeves of this year, like Rachel, you know, Rachel knocking Michelle kind of peeved me off a little bit. You know, this whining of Brandon.
Brenda,
gets on my nerves.
Yeah.
Brittany knocking past house guests and not having no knowledge. You know, she's kind of got on my neck. Reagan has his moments. You know, I like Reagan, but there's just moments that I've, you know, everyone but Kristen has, and Andrew. Kristen and Andrew is only two people. Oh, and that one girl that no one even knows
Kathy.
She's in the house. All she knows how to do is sit there and smoke a cigarette.
Kathy.
And Lane and Enzo, I mean, come on. I mean, what can you say about them? They're kind of like the Scott and Jace of
fun.
The Horsemen.
I like Lane and Enzo together. They're good times. My
point is that it's not one of these casts that I'm gonna sit here in, and I can't bash nobody, and I can't really.
I totally understand what you're getting at, Ron. Nobody has gotten to the lowest level as far as dislike in the cast for you yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, no, yeah. There's not, I mean, and Monet, you know, she's gone, so I can't say much about her. And who was gone in the first week? I can't even remember who it was.
Annie.
I hope Annie comes back.
You
have
a good way.
Love Annie.
You have to say
I got so tired of listening to her because they gave her so much time on the air and she kept repeating the same, you know, argument over and over again. I kind of would be interested to see how she would play the game without having the saboteur, you know, title or job that she had. I wonder
if
she would...
Now is our time to vote her back in. Thank you very much.
Yep.
I'm with you, Freaky Mom.
Don't think we're going to vote this year.
All right. I normally, as the seasons go on, I do rank my favorites to least favorite, and they do change, but I hadn't done it yet. It took me this long to do it. And here's my order of favorite to least favorite. I have Kristen, Lane, Reagan, Hayden, Andrew, Kathy, Enzo, Brittany, Brendan, Rachel, and Matt.
Sorry, Paul.
I love that Matt is on the bottom. And that's what I wanted to say, like, Candace, I love that we agree on something finally.
Oh,
I heard
Matt
you say that. Close.
I'm so, but you probably didn't want to see, you know, the Brendan-Rachel thing break up. But I wanted to see one of them go up. I hate that. That whole romance, I just want to see
and,
it ended.
And my ranking is kind of a combination of how I like them and how I and also how I feel they are playing the game. And Matt ended up in the bottom because of his personality,
yeah,
his smugness,
yep,
and I think he screwed it up this week in his gameplay. So
totally.
Yep.
And he thinks he's so cool.
I know.
Oh my
he
God.
Is. He's from Chicago.
He thinks he is just so hot.
He is. He's from Chicago.
He's not.
And he's in a cool rock band.
Hello.
Oh,
I'm in the
guy. Can you imagine that band?
Corey's in the corner. Corey's in the corner. Hi. Oh, hi. I'm raising my hand. Can I talk now? I just want to say one thing. Yeah. But you got to understand from my point of view, like being those people before, I know more so what's going on. Like you know, you can't really hate the person themselves because they're going in there and playing a role, coming up with who am I going to be in that room or in that house, and what am I going to do. That may not be at all who they are. You know what I'm saying? It's just about who's witty, who's smart, and who's going to win that loot.
Yeah.
I
yeah,
totally agree
Rachel
with that.
Rachel wants
yeah
to be one person only, yeah, and she doesn't care about the money right now. She just wants to be one thing.
What?
Brenda's, you know, meat.
Meat a sausage?
Yep.
Okay, they still care about the money. They're, like, still hardcore competitors.
Oh, wait.
Yep.
She even said on national television, if you had to choose between Brenda... Or okay, let me stop calling him Brenda because he's going to beat this out.
Wait, it's this.
or
the
money.
Or
the money. Who would she pick? And she definitely said
Brenda.
She goes
Brendan,
with the guy.
Brendan, exactly. And
yeah, but she
I
won't be put in that situation.
Goodbye.
She won't be
I
put in that situation.
Win.
The way it's sweet, but she'll throw herself on the
floor.
That was another nail in her coffin to me.
Well,
and Kansas, thank you for pointing that out to me.
Yeah, it was not
a... I was thrilled on one of your other shows when I heard, who was it, Deb and Peter, I think, saying the same exact thing that I did. It's like, thank you, guys.
Yep.
The thing is, what Patrick just said, I believe, was that she will never get to the point where she has to choose because she won't make it that far.
I agree.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay, I...
Wait, guys.
I still
hey,
agree.
Hey, Corey and Christina... You guys are not in the corner. Please get out of the corner and stop wrestling in the corner.
All right, wait a minute.
Ron,
please. Hold on, everybody. I just put words into Patrick's mouth that I shouldn't have. I apologize.
No, what I said was she will never have to choose because no matter what, she's going to stay loyal to Brendan. But that doesn't mean that she's not going to try to win the game.
True.
Okay. So, it's not like she's going to, like, oh, my gosh, what do I do? Do I give up or do I choose Brendan? It's like, no,
think if one of them gets kicked out, the other one was going to just fold and get kicked out next?
No,
I think it's a possibility,
corner.
Yeah, but they're not going to give up.
They'll cry
wait,
and
wait,
they want
one
of them to get kicked out. I want to watch the show live again. I can't watch it live, you guys. I can't stand watching them. I
Hey guys,
I mean,
Thursday. Don't forget
all
Thursday show.
On is the two of them.
Hey, guess
and
what?
Tomorrow
the
night.
The show's almost over. Be quiet.
I want to see sexy Kristen and Hayden. You know, that's who
yes,
I want to see.
Yes, until 5 o'clock in the morning.
That sucks.
Hey, Ron, go ahead. You were going to say who's up for auction tomorrow night?
Oh,
Cowboy.
No, come on. Auction.
Now.
Remember, he has a dress.
Hey,
Corey,
wait a minute.
Did you hear about that?
Wednesday.
Wait. For 1 second, guys. Corey, did you hear Cowboy has to wear a dress while playing beer pong?
So, what is that going to do?
Did you hear Ron almost had to wear a dress, but he saved his ass by not getting $1,000 in bids for them? Thank God.
Shame.
We tried to push for that because, you know.
I didn't hear that, but you know what? Since I know that now, you will be wearing one.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Get it now, Ron.
Yeah, you're in for it.
No, wait, who is up for auction tomorrow? I know Casey and Danny is Saturday. Oh, man, I can't remember who's tomorrow night.
Well,
but anyway, I was going to mention Janelle's show tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, too. Her and Jordan does that show on Real Player every Monday and Wednesday at 6 p.m. And then the happy hour on Thursday, so don't forget them. Man, there's so much other stuff. Don't forget eBay. I'm going to be putting new stuff on that.
Yes, and Ron, guess what? There's people waiting on your call, on your switchboard. Board. Might as well pick them up.
No, there isn't.
Oh, they were. Did you let them get off?
Who?
Aw, no bueno. They're talking. If you pay attention to the chat room, you can see what's going on.
I'm watching.
I walked outside for a breath of fresh air.
Did she fart again, or did the dog fart?
No, it wasn't the dog. No, I didn't want to sleep on wet sheets, so you know I had to dry them.
But anyways, the show's over with now, and they're not listening to us.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
I'm gonna jump off because my phone's beeping here. So,
bye, Ben.
I will talk to you guys on Thursday night.
Okay.
So have a safe day tomorrow. Have a great day, and I will talk to you Thursday.
Bye-bye.
In Kansas, do you got any last words since you're
Let's
up on the line?
Let's just hope that they break up this Brendan-Rachel thing because it's just driving me ballistic, you guys. I want to watch it live again.
You know what? You know what, Kansas? They still want to do it, and they're just not going to.
Not till Jury House, I think.
Why?
Not till any time.
Brendan and Rachel are going to rock. No, because people are going to start panicking and feel like they're not in the in crowd, so they're going to start going to the outsiders, which are Brendan and Rachel. I really think that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to be too excited, and then they'll do it, and then he'll be limp.
You know what? If you and Corey were good friends after tonight, I will never think you guys will ever be because you guys have cracked me up in the room and everything. And and after that comic freak, Christina, you just probably won her. Sorry, we need to do a three crazy crackers. I think
crazy. Let's go do one. I'm down. Let's go do one.
I don't feel like it tonight.
Corey,
what
do you think of Brendan and Rachel?
She doesn't watch Big Brother.
No,
you don't watch it? Oh,
well,
I wish you did.
This is how it is. I was on Rock of Love 2 and I watched the
first episode. Oh, I know. I loved you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I loved you.
Oh, I loved you, too.
You were adorable. I mean, you had some skanks on your season. You were just adorable.
Oh, thanks.
Hey,
Pete,
I'm
going
to have to hang up. I got to put two children to bed.
Okay.
Bye, Christina.
Bye-bye, Candace.
Good
later.
Night,
bye,
Christina.
Corey.
Bye,
Ron.
Bye,
Paul, if he's still there.
I'll be on Yahoo.
All right,
yeah,
Paul's here. All right,
anyway,
bye, Paul.
Bye.
So after those 2 weeks I was off, I didn't watch the rest of that show or no other reality show. Because I wasn't on it, so it didn't matter, right?
Exactly.
That's how I feel about it. Like, I'd rather be the one in it making people laugh than watching myself laugh. That's how I am.
Oh, I wish you could get on Big Brother.
Yeah, when he comes in. Ron's saying that.
Actually, you and Ron together, you'd be great going in the south.
That's what I said, too. I was like, Ron's
that would be so good.
No, yeah, maybe we'll, they'll do a twist where you have
best friends going in.
Yeah, friends going in.
Yeah, Kansas, so, have you ever applied?
Hell no, Patrick. I would never, ever, ever. I admire, even Natalie, I admire these people that do that. Never would I go on one of those shows. God.
And honestly,
I think
it would
be so fun.
Still
open, really can't.
Open for you, Patrick.
Yeah, Patrick, you can go in for me.
My astrologer said I'll be there, so hopefully she's telling the truth.
I would never go on it because I don't think I would be able to last because of the heart.
Did you see that interview that Kevin and Lydia did with Danny? Apparently, she almost got on at age 18, but she says, I'm glad I didn't because she wouldn't have been able to handle it at that young of an age. But apparently they did or do have at least sometimes they can waive that 21 rule. But
well, I heard it's only if they're like a twist directly is involved with it, like someone...
Sure.
Someone who's over 21 has to apply and then put you down as one of their references.
Okay.
But I could be wrong on that. That's just what I heard because Robin Cassidy
That's how I understand it, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she did an interview and she's like, no one under 21 is allowed to apply.
Yeah,
I know there's some stipulations, but that's only in the case of special occasions and all that stuff.
Well, actually, they can't legally. So they're doing something somehow. I don't know how they're doing it, but nobody under 21 is allowed to be on the show, on any reality show.
Like, no, see, where Danny was able to do it, like Danny was able to go on at age 20 because her dad was on the show with her.
There you go.
Right.
That's why.
And,
yeah.
But if you have or if you don't have a legal guardian saying it's okay –
Not saying it's okay. They can't just say it's okay. Like you can't be there legally by yourself because alcohol is involved and all that stuff. And so like because that person had their parent there or whatever whoever it was that's fine. I don't know how they managed to do that, but you ain't gonna bring your daddy or your mommy because that's just not gonna happen. You know.
Yeah, they didn't. Danny didn't really want her daddy there, but. She was there, so they took it.
Leave.
I like to see you and your mom on a reality show. That'd be kind of funny.
Oh my god, guys! Seriously, yeah. Hey, pretend to be my mom. Pretend to be my mom.
No, I think that'd be funny. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, pretend to be her. Okay, I'm just.
I'm not gonna do it right now.
I'm walking in with my computer, and then you say what? Do it. Stop.
I can. This morning I could, but I can't do
I think you're on the computer way too much, and I'm going to cut the DSL so you can't get on, and you know, you need to go to sleep because you don't look good. You've been up for way too long.
I did that this morning, guys.
Yeah.
That's why she's doing this. Because I woke up and Corey was on the computer. I'm like, Corey, did you not go to bed?
Because that's my mom. My mom, this is what happened. My mom got so pissed because I'm on the computer 24/7 and I just don't sleep. Like I have sleeping disorder. And she cuts the DSL off so I can't get on. What a bitch, right?
Hey, Paul.
Yes, sir.
You should have been Corey's dad because you guys would have been perfect. You guys can stay up all night long together as friends and be on your computer together. And I'm joking. Paul likes to be up all night, too.
Yeah,
right, Paul?
I see the sunrise too often before I finally get to sleep.
Yeah.
Well, do you have a night job, Paul?
I'm retired. But when I was working, my favorite shift was the 4 to midnight shift. I did not like the morning shifts at all.
Yeah, I agree with you. I feel the same way.
Yeah, me too.
Shut Shut up. You don't even know what he said.
Yeah, he said he liked the 4 to midnight shift, and the morning shift sucked. I pay attention.
He's easy, isn't he, Corey?
What?
He's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, I might be easy, but, you know, Bippin don't come easy. Okay, can we say goodnight?
Goodnight.
Can I ask one real quick question?
Well,
since you guys get the feeds, is there any change yet with who's going to be going home, or is it still going to be, well, God, what's his name again? Andrew.
Andrew? I think it's still
like
Andrew going home.
I have something to say about that. I think it is still Andrew, but like everyone was saying that Rachel and Brendan were faking it, but then Rachel was talking to Brendan and she's like, why didn't you film me? And Rachel was not faking her reaction. She was legitimately mad at Andrew.
Yeah, I totally missed it.
Yeah, I did too. I didn't see
I totally did not see what happened.
But did you guys hear about it?
Yeah, I kind of heard through the grapevine, I think through Paul, but I missed even some of Paul's, because I kept on getting booted last night.
All right, here is what I saw, and it was Andrew telling Brendan, I'm going to act like I hate Rachel. Don't tell her about it. I then saw Brendan in bed with Rachel like a day later, and he kept saying, trust me, you know, Andrew is on our side and that type of thing. So that's what I had to go on, and then the house guest reaction to her seemingly poor acting job is how I pieced it together. So that's kind of how I came to that conclusion, Patrick.
Oh, how I came to the conclusion was I was reading on Big Brother updates, and then Rachel was like, why didn't you guys film me in? And he's like, everyone thinks you were, you overplayed it. And she's like, well, I wasn't. And, like, she was actually genuinely mad at Andrew because she thought Andrew was attacking her and Brendan.
Well,
I don't know. Either way, it looks like he's going
home.
Like
I said, I didn't see that on the feeds, and so I can't go on what I didn't see. I'm just telling you what I saw, and that's why I came to that conclusion. So, but regardless, I think that everybody right now, there's a number of house guests that are saying, we're just going to tell Andrew, just to get him off our back, we're going to tell him that it's okay and, you know, you can count on me and that type of thing, just so they don't have to listen to him. So the latest I've heard is Kathy still has the votes to stay.
Good.
But you know how often things change.
Right.
That's the latest that I heard.
Now, Kathy was all buddy-buddy with Rachel and Brendan last week
what
when Rachel
happened?
Was HOH. But what's going on with that now? Is she with them or is she against them?
She's against them.
Yeah, she has been talking smack about them from what I gather.
It's almost kind of like how I feel a little bit. I think she's kind of just like, you know, abandoned them because, like, I don't know. I don't know why I feel the way that I feel, you know, about Rachel and Brendan, you know, right now. Because
kind of
nauseating.
But
no,
what happened, Patrick, was she was with Rachel in the have-not room, and when Rachel got the HOH, she invited her up there, and Kathy slept up there and kind of was always up there, and that was kind of, it seemed like, you know, she was, you know, favoring whoever was in power and that type of thing, but it doesn't seem that way now. It seems like she has been going to other people and telling them what she feels about Brendan and Rachel, and I don't know.
Well, Paul, last night I saw her shooting Rachel the evil eye.
So it has.
She was sitting outside
has,
with Kristen. She was shooting Rachel the evil eye, like big time.
Yeah. So I'm not sure about Kathy's overall game, except from the way she has been working the social part of her game right now and getting people on her side.
Yeah. Good.
Is a positive part, but Yeah, I think they've all decided, you know, this is an opportunity to get rid of a stronger player. They were going to originally keep Andrew because they felt he was a strong player that was going to go after Brendan and Rachel. And when they figured out that he was allied or aligned with them, they thought, you know, well, let's just get him out then because he's not going to go after them if he's allied, you know, if he's aligned with them. So. And that's unfortunate because I think that I was starting to feel Andrew was, you know, finally starting to play the game. I had him near the top of my favorite list, and he just seemed like he overplayed it, and it's too bad because I think he could have played a good game.
Well, I hate Matt's picks. I think he picked so stupid.
Let's just all go up in there. Let's just all go up in there and, you know, let's not even – we don't even care what the producers say or anything. Let's just screw it all up and just start beating the hell out of all of them.
Yeah, let's beat his ass. Come on.
Let's do it. They're not going to say anything to two girls that come in real quick. They'll be like, come on, show. What are you talking about?
Another thing I don't like about Matt is he's like, he was talking to Enzo and he's like, yeah, when you come to Chicago, I'll totally have your entire trip paid for because a bunch of fans will be waiting and see you and we'll charge admissions into the bars and stuff. He like thinks everyone is going to be known after the show and everything like that, but they will not become celebrities.
No.
They do. To type in here, every season the house guests speculate about what their fame will be and how great their season is. But, you know, he just adds a little more to it than the other people. And he really, he the other day said, this is why we have the greatest ratings of any season in Big Brother history. We're going to go down as the best ever and all this type of thing. He's just, but they say that every year. I mean, speculate.
You guys are cracking me up over here. I'm just listening to y'all.
Everybody on that show is going to be something. You know, it's what they do after the show that makes them who they are. That's
exactly.
Absolutely.
Yep.
You're so. That's so.
I so agree with Corey.
Because I went shit, and everything I did after the show put me where I was.
Cool.
I left the second episode. Like nobody knew who I was. Nobody. So when people say, "Oh, I love you," I'm like, "Yeah, right. Who am I?"
No, I do remember you.
You do?
Oh yeah. No, I liked you. Like I said, I liked you. You had a lot of skankies on the show.
Yeah.
I wish you could have stayed.
Do you remember her famous moment?
What?
Her famous moment about how she can't spell?
No, my famous moment was when I left because those people had me standing there for 30 minutes retaping me and trying to make me cry to make me look stupid on camera, and I wasn't going to fall for it.
Yeah, you weren't going to cry. I've watched that over and over again, and you just sat there and laughed.
I was laughing, and this is what I said. I said, I was the hottest girl in that house, and if he can't see it, then I don't want him. And that's how I left.
John did.
All those girls are crying. I'm like, you stupid bitches. What?
You know what, Corey?
The worst was at the end, you know, the girl that he picked.
Yeah.
The end was so disgusting. Do you remember this? And he says to her, let's go have some mad monkey sex.
Can
we?
Oh, if he said that to me, I would have punched him in
his
face.
Was that, like, sick or what?
Yeah, and I would have said, you know what, just give me your extensions, because I need some. I mean, seriously.
Can we please? Oh, please, yes. It's like, shut up.
Yeah, go.
Okay, guys, it's time to say goodnight.
Good night.
To all my company.
Good night, farewell. It's a good night.
Nice talking to you, Corey.
You too. I had fun.
This is cool. Good night, guys.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Good night,
everybody. Good night, Kansas. Good night, Patrick. Good night, Paul. Good night.
Good night.
Corey.
Good night.
Good night,
Paul,
Kansas.
Paul, Patrick,
Facebook.
Bye.
Okay.
Good night, Poe.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.